If you're not from the Midwest and you tell someone you go to Northwestern, chances are one of the first things they'll ask you about is the weather. I mean, I get it. It's super cold here. My hair freezes if I go outside when it's wet, and every morning when I walk to class, tears stream down my face from the wind. But it's actually not as cold as it could be, and the reason has to do with the lake. But I'm not a scientist, so I asked Earth Science PhD student Anastasia Montgomery about it.
The lake is like a really important temperature modulator for like basically whatever is happening within the city of Chicago and Evanston. Because water takes like a lot more time to like absorb heat in the summertime, that results in like this cool lake breeze that helps moderate our really like extremely hot summers. And then the opposite is true in the wintertime.
Montgomery added that although it may not feel like it, winters in Chicago are actually getting warmer because of climate change.
In Chicago, winter is warmer than it was, you know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 250 years ago. We know that for a fact, and it will continue to warm.
And although the lake keeps us a bit warmer and climate change is raising average temperatures, it certainly doesn't mean we don't have to bundle up in the winter.
Whenever there is cold air hitting your face, it will feel freezing. And me saying, well, technically the lake air is like 5 degrees warmer than the like land air. That doesn't matter to someone who's being whipped by like 18 degrees Fahrenheit air versus 22 degree Fahrenheit air.
Montgomery grew up in both Russia and the Chicago suburbs, so she's been dealing with the cold her whole life. Students from warmer places, though, have had to adjust to Northwestern's frigid winters, which can be a formidable task. Weinberg sophomore Jillian Gracie is originally from Atlanta, Georgia. She said the transition to Midwestern winters was
debilitating, to be honest.
She said the winters here are dramatically different from the ones she was used to at home.
My parents called me the other day complaining. They were saying, yeah, you know, it's pretty cold around here. It got down to 40 degrees today.
Gracie said she also didn't expect the days to be as short as they are in the Chicago area. On the shortest day of 2021, the sun set at 4:24 p.m. in Chicago, for a total of 9 hours and 11 minutes of sunlight. In Atlanta, the sun set over an hour later at 5:32 p.m.
I get caught out after dark all the time because, you know, it'll be 4 p.m. and I'm thinking, you know, it's late afternoon. I should have plenty of time left to, you know, do what I need to do and get back home. But then the sun sets and then it's like nighttime at 4:30.
Medill senior Zach Watson said they weren't expecting the early sunsets either. But now they make sure to schedule their classes for maximum daylight and even use an indoor sunlight lamp. Watson grew up in Winter Park, Florida, which, ironically, is hot and humid year-round.
I remember in high school, we would almost never have days, even in December before winter break or in January after, where we had to wear long sleeves.
Watson said they were completely unprepared for the winter when they arrived in Evanston.
I truly had no winter clothing at all, not even long sleeve shirts when I first came here. So one of the first things that I did when I moved in freshman year, when my parents were still here, is we went to the L.L. Bean outlet at Old Orchard Mall, and my mom found a salesperson and went, "What is the most heavy duty jacket that you own? Because my child needs the most heavy duty jacket."
Weinberg sophomore Armand Bonsali is an international student from Mumbai, India. He said he had a similar experience when he first arrived in Evanston last winter.
I've never been in a place that's been this cold. Never seen like snowfall. I came with basically no winter clothes the first day I landed. I ran and I went shopping.
Despite their initial lack of winter clothes, both Bonsali and Watson actually said they prefer the cold weather in Evanston to the heat and humidity of their hometowns. Gracie, however, said she sometimes dreams of going to school somewhere warmer.
Do I sometimes wish I had gone to school in California? Yes, I do sometimes wish I'd gone to school in California.
Though we may all dream of being safe and warm in LA sometimes, the reality of living in the Midwest is putting on our winter coats and getting through the season as best we can. As a local, Montgomery said she recommends layering up.
get a good winter coat, get a good pair of gloves, and get like a kind of neck scarf that you can put over your face, you know? As long as you're bundled up, anything is possible.
Bonsali said it's been a lot of trial and error to figure out what works best for him. Gracie added that she didn't understand the importance of a good hat before moving here. Gracie, Watson, and Bonsali all agreed their favorite part of the winter is the snow.
When it first snows, it's really pretty. And even now, 4 years in, I still feel like I'm the little kid.
Montgomery said she often finds newcomers to Chicago are more excited about the snow than jaded natives.
If you're not from Chicago, like, keep that romance alive. Look at the snow. Be in awe of it. Just get the right gear, and then you can just enjoy all the fun that snow can bring.
Staying warm in Evanston, I'm Catherine Odom, WNUR News.